making a data visual noise-free. Removing noise from a data visual is not only about taking things away, such as grid lines, axes, or legends. That's just one part of it, which you could call removing physical noise. Improving the signal-to-noise ratio is often also about adding little things that help our audience to better understand the visual. We are, in a sense, helping them by removing mental noise or mental barriers. This visual is a concrete example from sports science. It's a typical chart you could encounter in a scientific article or report. It does, however, contain quite a lot of noise. The improved visual presents the same data in a much clearer way. To achieve this, we made a lot of small choices, all meant to remove the mental noise and make the chart a little bit easier to interpret. First of all, the message is now loud and clear from the title. We see an increased injury rate in athletes with a specific muscle typology. Remember, a clear visual tells a clear story. It shouldn't hide the story from our audience. Original cohort is not a very insightful title. We also flipped the chart around to talk about injury rate rather than cumulative survival. The latter is a scientific term which might confuse audiences not familiar with it. Athletes are not dying, they are simply getting injured. Having a vertical axis makes the chart hard to read. To know the values, especially on the right-hand side of the chart, we need to take out a ruler to estimate them. The improved visual uses grid lines, making it much easier to see when lines cross a certain percentage. We also removed the legend and the confusing abbreviations and replaced them with direct labeling, with clear colors, and by explicitly showing the data values. And finally, in a more technical change, we switched from stepwise interpolation to linear interpolation of the data points, giving us a more realistic approximation of the growing number of injuries. Combined, that's a lot of tiny changes to improve the readability of the data visual. Individually, they're not very spectacular or groundbreaking, but together, they can really turn a complex chart into a clean visual that's much faster to interpret with a much clearer message. If you want to know more about visualizing data in the right way, you can check out the other videos in this series. Or I invite you to read my book, Powerful Charts, that will give you actionable insights and practical guidelines to create data visuals that truly engage and inspire your audience. I am Koen van den Eekhout from Baryon Design, where we turn complex information into powerful visuals.